Broncos return home today looking to right the ship.
We all sick and tired of losing. I don't know if y'all understand how much losing bothers people.
On offense, Trevor Siemian is in need of a bounce back game.
Been reckless with the ball at times, made some bad throws, and I can own up to that.
While on defense, Von Miller has a chance to accomplish a franchise first.
Adversity, it reveals character, and you know, we got a lot of high character guys in the locker room.
We have every angle covered coming up next. The Broncos TV pregame show starts right now. Could this be the day the Broncos snap their 8-game losing streak? The men inside the Denver locker room certainly believe so as they welcome the New York Jets to the Mile High City. The Broncos have won 4 out of 5 against gangrene, and today it'll be the Jets' offense doing battle with the no-fly zone. Hello, and thank you for joining us for the Broncos TV pregame show presented by Microsoft. I'm Phil Milani, and we have a great show in store for you. We have a one-on-one with head coach Vance Joseph, plus Steve Atwater will be along with his keys to the game. But first, let's check in with the team as the guys made their way inside the stadium.
Got to get a win today, man. Got to beat the Jets.
A W. Hey, a W. That's all we're going to do, that W up in there. Right? Who am I, Jets? I'm a...
Go get a win today.
The guys are ready to go today, and a fast start will be crucial. The Broncos are 0-8 when trailing at halftime. Now let's go to Matt Boyer, who's one-on-one with Vance Joseph.
Coach, I know you like to split things up into quarters as far as the season goes. We've hit the last quarter of this season. With this Jets game and into the last four, what do you want to see from your guys starting on Sunday?
We want to win. You know, we want to play winning football, and that starts with not giving the ball away and taking the ball away. So, you know, so we want to go out there and play winning football Sunday.
Broncos fans are notorious for giving their team a home field advantage. How much of a lift can Sunday provide going into that last quarter, getting a game at home?
It can be huge. You know, we have a great, great fan base here. You know, we've played well at home, you know, in the first part of the season. So it's fun to get back home in front of your fans. Obviously, it's been a tough run in the last 2 months, but our guys will play hard for our fans.
Coach, best of luck.
Thanks, buddy. All right.
Phil, we will send it back to you on the field.
Thank you very much, Matt. We're now here with Broncos senior reporter Andrew Mason with his matchup of the game. And today, Mace, that's the Jets front seven against the Broncos running game.
Yeah, the Jets front seven features some very strong run defenders, Leonard Williams, Muhammad Wilkerson in particular, capable of closing up a lot of holes and giving you very little room with which to operate. And for the Broncos, that could be crucial because Denver wants to get its run game going. There were some holes for C.J. Anderson and Jamal Charles to operate last week. You get Devontae Booker back healthy today. He had the flu last week that limited him. And certainly if the Broncos are going to be able to snap their losing streak today, they've got to get that ground game going with all three of their running backs. If they can find some lanes against that tough Jets front seven, they'll have a chance to get the win.
Yeah, Mace, the Broncos have not had a running back carry the ball at least 15 times since week 4. And what would a running game do for Trevor Siemian?
It would be huge. Take the pressure off him, allow him to get the play action game going. And really, even though the Broncos haven't had a guy carry the ball 15 times, that may not be essential if you get all three of them involved. And the other thing to consider is that it's not just the running backs in the ground game as well. Get them involved in the passing game. Charles and Anderson in particular last week, they combined for 82 yards in receptions. That's another way to get them involved. You can get the running backs going, get them into the flow of the game. It could give the Broncos a chance to get the offensive consistency that they have lacked.
Yeah, Mace, C.J. Anderson led the Broncos in both rushing and receiving yards last week against Miami. Mace, thank you very much. You can find Andrew Mason on Orange and Blue 760 every weekday for 1st and 10 at 10. That's Monday through Friday for 1st and 10 at 10 to noon. Or follow him on Mace on Twitter at Mace Denver, or watch his game reflections every Tuesday on DenverBroncos.com. Now let's hear from the Broncos offense, starting with interim offensive coordinator Bill Musgrave, who says this team is very close to breaking out.
I think we're definitely close. I think in some games we've had this year, we've failed to make our own breaks, and some breaks have gone the other way, but we've got to take the bull by the horns and overcome anything in our way. And that's our approach, and that'll be our approach this Sunday.
We're just trying to play hard, you know, and find ways to put the ball in the box and find ways to make impacts and, you know, with the touches that I get and just try to keep our, you know, my running back room motivated.
When things aren't going well, right, you want to make a play, you want to do something, you want to
you know, fit a ball in. You want to make sure you don't miss a play, and that's when bad things happen. So for me, I just kind of go back to, you know, feeling the flow of the game and not trying to do too much.
This could be a big day for Demaryius Thomas, too, in terms of the franchise record book. He needs just 58 yards and a touchdown to pass Shannon Sharp for sole possession and for second place in both of those categories. Let's once again send things over to Matt Boyer, who's standing by inside the Broncos locker room.
Thanks, Phil. Welcome inside the Broncos locker room. The equipment staff behind me making their last-minute adjustments before today's game. Now, the big headline coming into this one, injuries. Every NFL team has them coming in to Week 14, and the Broncos' defensive line has been hit particularly hard the past couple of weeks. Derek Wolfe obviously out for the rest of the season with a neck injury, and Domantas Peko going down 2 weeks ago, snapping a 123 consecutive games played streak. Peko missed the game in Miami, didn't practice on Wednesday, didn't practice on Thursday, but managed to make it back to practice on Friday on a limited basis. He is listed as questionable for this game, but Phil, there is no questioning how much Peko wants to play in this game.
Man, I love this team, love this game, and you know, missing my first one last week was pretty tough, man, you know, watching from the house. But my drive is there to play. I just got to make sure that, you know, my leg is strong, you know, leg is right before I go out there. So that's a big question, is just making sure that my knee is strong out there before I go out there. But my heart is ready, man. My spirit's ready to go.
You can see the fire. You can see the passion in Domantas's face with regards to playing in this game. And the Broncos are going to need him today if they're going to get pressure on Josh McCown and that Jets offensive line. Keep it tuned to DenverBroncos.com after today's game as well. Phil and myself will be live right here inside the Broncos locker room on Twitter and Periscope. We'll also, of course, have Vaughn Miller, Coach Joseph, and Trevor Siemian at the podium. But for now, Phil, we'll send it back to you on the field.
Thank you very much, Matt. Now we're here with Broncos insider Steve Atwater for Steve's Keys to the Game. Steve, key number one.
Key number one, we must run the ball effectively. We must run it, run it, run it. And when the Jets stop us from running it, we need to run it some more. This Jets defense is 24th in the NFL against the run, and the Broncos need to take advantage of that fact and pound the ball today.
Yeah, we heard from C.J. Anderson this week. He just needs 358 yards to get his first 1,000-yard season of his career. Steve, key number two.
Key number two, stop their dynamic receiving duo, Robbie Anderson and Jermaine Kearse. These two guys have been playing outstanding football, having keep Tlaib back in the secondary will certainly help with that task.
Yeah, those are the first Jets duo wide receivers to have 100 yards receiving in back-to-back games in 50 years. Yes. So you know what they're capable of. Steve, key number three.
Key number three, we must play just disciplined, focused, aggressive football for a full 60 minutes. This part has nothing to do with the Jets. It has everything to do with the Denver Broncos. Just focusing on itself and knowing exactly what to do and doing it full speed.
Yeah, those first half turnovers, falling behind early, penalties, got to get rid of all of those. Steve, thank you very much. You can find Mr. Atwater on Orange and Blue 760 every weekday with Andrew Mason and Ryan Edwards for First and 10 at 10. That's every weekday, 10 to noon, or on the Broncos YouTube page with me for Good Morning Broncos Country, or follow him on Twitter at SteveAtwater27. The Broncos will be playing with a chip on their shoulder today, with them being the home underdogs to the Jets.
All right, good job, man. Appreciate you.
And we love being underdogs. You know, we definitely don't want anybody favored in our house. So them coming here is going to be good for us. It's going to be a good test, and I really believe that we're going to get a win this week.
You're playing for your teammates, and you're playing for, you know, the name on your jersey. You're playing for your family. You're playing for your pride, first off. So that's why we coming in here still trying to win. But secondly, you know, this is like a evaluation period. You know, it's important that everybody come out and put their best foot forward and us try to get wins to also carry momentum to next year, too.
Backfield level now with Matt Boyer and Matt Vaughn Miller. Let's talk about him for a little bit. He might not have the same stats in terms of sacks this season, but he's still being very disruptive.
Of course. You heard Joe Woods earlier this week call Vaughn the most disruptive guy in the NFL, according to their analytics and advanced metrics guys that the Broncos have on staff. And that's bared itself out, right? You think about the last couple of weeks. The Broncos didn't play well, particularly in Miami. However, Vaughn was getting into the backfield with regularity. He was getting after Jay Cutler. He's been forcing quarterbacks for the last couple weeks into tough, tough throws. And when you have a guy like Vaughn where offensive lines have to cater yourself to one guy on the opposing defense, that takes a lot of time and energy out of an offensive staff. So, yes, the record isn't what the Broncos want it to be. However, Vaughn, again, playing at a very high level.
Yeah, he's still a very special player, getting double team, triple team, and still making plays in the run game. Vaughn also been very crucial in terms of leadership in the locker room. That showed up this week when he gave all his teammates a chill pad for his mattress, a very interesting holiday gift.
I just wanted to do something for my guys and get them a mattress, like chili pad. I've been using it like all year, and I love it. So thought some of my guys, especially the offensive linemen that really, you know, conduct a lot of body heat in the bed today, you know, I can use it. So I was, looking out for my guys.
The offensive line could use something like that, especially with the weather we've been having. Nothing like that Buffalo game today, huh?
No, that weather is craziness. So no matter what happens, those offensive linemen are going to be taken care of.
Yeah, you know Vaughn always taking care of his guys. All right, Matt, it's time to put a bow on the show. Let's get our final thoughts here.
For me, it's going to be get to Josh McCown. You think about the last three losses that the Jets have had. McCown's been sacked at least three times in each of those three losses. The offense goes as he goes. I'm going to say get to Josh McCown. They can do that. The Broncos give themselves a chance here at home.
Yeah, the 38-year-old journeyman having a heck of a season so far. He was named the AFC Offensive Player of the Week last year. I'm going to go with play like it matters. Okay. You know, get rid of those penalties. Get rid of the first half turnovers and finish up those last four games with some momentum into the offseason. All right, that's going to do it for us. We'll be back live from the podium and inside the locker room after the game. But until then, this has been the Broncos TV pregame show presented by Microsoft.
No matter who in front of you, no matter what your job is, we gotta get it done.